I'm back in the foyer of the Roundhouse, and I've just met a young lady who is familiar to me because every time I did a circuit, I saw her very quiet, very stationary, very pensive, almost meditating. Well, you were meditating. Rosemary, is it?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, I was.
What brings you here today? Purely the event?
Purely the event, yes. I was really intrigued by what was happening upstairs and also by the conversations and this idea of the two happening together and people struggling to find words for the experience that they were having.
And a lot of people have said different things. It's been quite amazing, really. It took a while after actually getting here to find people that were talking about the music because it was almost like a background soundtrack to everything happening in the day. How long were you up there for?
I'm not exactly sure. Maybe an hour, I'm not sure. I just wanted to close my eyes and feel the sounds because it's a very, very physical experience, I think, and it's not just about something occurring in a local point and it's coming at you and you're just hearing it in your head. You know, it was just all-encompassing, I think, and it was a very full-body experience.
Definitely, and that's what I think a lot of people won't get when they listen to the live stream. They may even be fooled into thinking it's repetitive, which, of course, it isn't. Not really. There are, I think, 40-minute chunks which deviate over the 1,000 years, which is pretty incredible in itself. Did you spend time listening to the conversations as well?
Yes, I did, yes, and it was very interesting, you know, people looking at it for, you know, analysing it and using certain terms, whether they came at it from an artist's point of view or a scientist's point of view. Dialectic there was really, really fascinating. But it was nice having that contrast because you just, when you're up there and you're listening to it, you try not to perhaps think, you just sort of feel what's happening.
And what's your background? Are you more artist or more scientist?
I actually have an undergraduate BSE in anthropology, so although I did a lot of science in my degree because it was compulsory, I actually ended up specialising in material culture, so I guess I enjoy the conversations between those two spheres, but probably more from an artistic perspective.
Interesting. So what are you going to take away with you today?
Resonant peacefulness, I think. That means anything.
It means a lot. I've been up there. It is very resonant, that's for sure. A lot of frequencies, a lot of, to want to use a hippie word again, vibes, which yes. I did mention earlier on. You can't help it, but the room is full of vibrations. And quite an eclectic mix of people absorbing those vibrations. If this is lucky enough to be able to appear somewhere in the country live again, would you go?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, definitely. Definitely. I'd be very interested to see what it's like in a different space.
Exactly my thoughts. I can't imagine it being anywhere outside of the Roundhouse now. It seems so very, very suited. Not that that should put anybody else off, apart from the Millennium Dome. I can't see it fitting in there, can you?
No, not really.
But, yeah, a wonderful day. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.